O Lord, God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds you. In these tumultuous days of battles, O Lord, our King, you are our strong defense. You are a refuge for your people. Blessed is the one who trusts in you, O Lord of hosts. We look forward, Lord, to this sweet hour of prayer with you each morning, to feast upon the rich portions you have provided for us in yourself and your word, and to fellowship together as you are linking hearts in your love all across this land and blanketing this nation with your love. Lord, we ask that you would close the door on the world to us now and silence every distracting noise as we shelter under your powerful and mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth. Lord, silence every burdened and broken heart that we may hear you singing your songs of love over us and we may declare your praise. We desire only to meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and all your wondrous works. For all your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. We shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of all your power. Be magnified in our hearts, in our lives, and in our land, we pray, as we lift up your holy and worthy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, good morning, warriors. It's a blessing and a joy to see you all here this morning. And for those of you who are joining us from Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, thank you for standing in the gap, sweet saints. And for those also online who are listening in, thank you for lending your hearts of love to our Lord to unite our hearts in prayer and blanket this nation with his love. This morning's hour is to be spent in prayer, our praise and adoration, for our great King, our Savior, our Lord, just to pour back into him all the love he's pouring into our hearts. He's filling us up in this season, and we have so much to praise him for. He is our great God. He loves us so much. This morning, our devotional was from the beautiful chapter in Psalm 24. This is a beautiful song to our King, our glorious King of glory. And I just want to read it and hear the voice of David singing this beautiful song of triumph. He says, "The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory." Our glorious King, Jesus, is to be crowned with all glory. All glory belongs to the only King, the Holy One of Israel. Jehovah Sabaoth is the Lord of the universe. He's the Lord of all worlds, of all men and angels. He is the King of glory, and he rides in triumph in our hearts. For he has come fresh from battle, having slayed all of our enemies. He has destroyed the power of sin and death and Satan, and he has set captive our hearts so that we would bring glory to him. He has fought for us the greatest battle, and he has won for us our lives. And we are to him the rich spoils of war. And we're here today to crown him Lord of all and to lift up the gates of our hearts and open up the doors and give him entrance in so that he can reign without rival. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Our glorious King is a mighty warrior who is ready to come to our defense. His name means power, and not just over a small earthly kingdom, like earthly kings, but he rules in power over all the worlds. He commands the hosts of heaven and all the hosts of earth. In our glorious King, Jehovah Sabaoth, we have strength and power to fight all of our battles and to come forth victorious. He has made us more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. And we have seen this past week and a half, as we have opened up his word and studied the saints who have called upon his name, we've seen him do battle for them, those who had no advocate, those who were in facing the impossible. They found that there was only one to save and deliver, and his name is Jehovah Sabaoth, the King of Glory. Jehovah Sabaoth is his name, and he must win the battle. One cry to his name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, is an acknowledgement of his power to help in times of trouble. And we have in him not only a mighty warrior who comes to our defense, but a benevolent and kind and generous king who wants to shower us with the riches of himself and give to us a kingdom. The King of Glory is the true sovereign king over all the enemies of heaven and earth, and no one can thwart his plans. Amos 4:1 says, "For behold, he who forms the mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord of hosts is his name." So this morning we want to go before our glorious King with hearts full of love and praise. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Let us come under the banner of this mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the King of Glory, wrapped in his glorious garments and with lips full of praise. We need to remember we are under the protection of a mighty king. There is no one stronger. He rules the world by the word of his power, and he commands the hosts of heaven on our behalf. His infinite power is available to us for the asking. We have nothing to fear and no reason to worry, for all we need to do is praise his holy and worthy name. Psalm 91:11, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. We are protected. We are beloved. We are hidden in his heart. Let's bring to our great King an offering, the fruit of our lips that declare his praise. This morning, we're going to spend this hour adoring him, worshiping him, giving him an offering of our praise, and flooding the atmosphere with his glorious name, the name that is above all names that every knee will bow before. And if we as the church don't lift up his name, no one else will. So this is our time to do that, just to begin our day in the right place with our eyes fixed on him. Because he loves us so much. You're welcome to come up here to the altar and kneel before him and use this microphone to offer your praise, or the one in the center. I just encourage you, with everyone that's joining us online, they want to hear our prayers, our praises, and join us in this anthem, this beautiful chorus the Lord is bringing together in this season. So let's bring before an offering of praise. Heavenly Father, we are before you. Almighty God, our glorious King, we bow our hearts in reverent worship and praise. You alone are worthy of all our praise. It is good to give thanks to you, O Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. For the Lord is a great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are all his also. The sea is his, for he made it. In his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our God, our Maker. O Lord, we meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. We are before you, Lord, with hearts full of joy. By your grace, you have prepared for us a way that we may worship you in the beauty of holiness. Lord, unite our hearts to ours and be exalted in our praise. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God on your holy mountain. Give unto the Lord, you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and everything in it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. The hosts of heaven worships you, Lord. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. for all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and power. He makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged the path under me so my feet did not slip. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed, and do not let my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For I wait all day for you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and your loving kindness, for they have been from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me. And for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. So, Lord, if there's ever a time for your people to be humble, it's today. Lord, not seeking our own way, not seeking our own paths, Lord, but being able to see you for who you are. Lord, we pray that your mercy would be poured out upon this nation, God, for we have truly turned far, far, far away from you. But Lord, with you there is always hope. There's always compassion. There is always mercy, Lord. So God, we lift up our city, our state, our nation, Lord, during this time of prayer, Lord, that you would show yourself strong, that you would be merciful, Lord, that you would pour your spirit out, that you would embolden your people, Lord, to, first of all, Lord, that we would turn from issues, sin, things that are not profitable, Lord, and that we might fix our eyes and our hope and our focus on you. So, God, be merciful. And, Lord, show your strength. Show your power, Lord, through your people. Lord, not to be something, Lord, that would be offensive or rude, but, Lord, that you would work in our hearts, that our hearts would be humble, that our hearts would be pure, Lord, and that your mercy could be seen through us. And Lord, as we humble ourselves, Lord, that you would give us the right heart, the right mindset, Lord, to reach out to those who are in error, Lord, who are choosing ways of and paths of death and destruction, Lord, that we might be a light to those who are going down a path of death. So God, move by your power in your people that we might be a light, that we might be that city on a hill, Lord. Not in pride, Lord, but in humility, recognizing, Lord, that all we have is from you. So Lord, we pray that you would move again, Lord, in our city, our state, in our nation, Lord. That your name would be lifted up and that, Lord, that you would bring salvation, God, and that you would bring about your plan and your will in our lives, Lord. For, Lord, you're not willing that any should perish. So, God, we pray for your mercy and grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Psalms 121. I will lift my eyes to the mountains. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard you going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are our provider, our keeper, our protector, Lord, our everything, Lord. We thank you that we are your children, and Lord, we just thank you that you're such a loving Father who just delights in his children as we call out to you, Lord. Lord, take this mustard seed of faith, Lord, and just blossom it, Lord. We ask in our lives and your church, Lord, that you would be glorified. We thank you for the victory we have in Jesus, Lord, and Lord, just thank you for our salvation, for being our Savior, our Lord and King, in Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, who am I to come before you and lift up your great name? For I am a woman of unclean lips. But you, by the strength of your great mercy, give us the power and the purity to stand in your sanctuary and declare your goodness. Thank you that you have made our mouths and you have formed us and you allow us to come and partake of your glory in your sanctuary. Psalm 71:5, for you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. And also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me. until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Your faithfulness, O my God, I will praise you. To you I will sing with the harp. O Holy One of Israel, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek of my hurt.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to praise you, Lord, and see you for who you are, and to hear everyone praise you. Psalm 118, 1 to 14. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord, Yahweh, say that his mercy endures forever. I have called upon the Lord Yah in distress. The Lord Yah answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord Yahweh takes my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord Yahweh than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord Yahweh than to put confidence in princes. All nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord Yahweh will I destroy them. They surround me about, yes, they surround me about, but in the name of the Lord Yahweh I will destroy them. They surrounded me about like bees. They are quenched at the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord Yahweh, I will destroy them. They have cast stones, thrust sores at me that I might fall. But the Lord Yahweh helped me. The Lord Yah is my strength and my song and has become my salvation. Oh, Father God, I just pray that your children would see how good you are. Lord, that we would remember each and every day, every moment, that you are good no matter what's going on in this world, Lord. You are good. You never change. You always stay the same. And Lord, I pray that the world would see that you are good because your children show that you are faithful, God, that you are mighty and you are strong and you are powerful. Lord, hear the cries of your people. Lean your ear unto us, Lord. Hear our prayers as we cry out to you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, as Pastor Mike mentioned, Christ himself asked us to be childlike, to enter into the kingdom of heaven, and it'd be better if we have a mill put around our neck than to mislead or cause children, his children, to sin. Satan knows that children are so important, Lord. He targets them. He's misdirecting them in schools at a young age. He's misguiding the natural gifts he gave us, sexuality, appreciation of music, just a zestful life, an innocence, Lord. Satan is taking that over. And he knows that that's one of the worst things he could do to God. Is from times past, like Baal worship and children sacrifice to the sacrificing of children, now, Lord, through abortion, it's all Satan's plan. My heart goes out to the youth, especially the young men, Lord, with the misdirection, the attack that they're under, Lord. I can only imagine what it is to be a youth in these days. And I ask that, Lord, that you set up places like this church, Lord, that are a banner on the hill. Banners in battle are somewhere you can look up to in the midst of confusion, Lord. No matter what's going on, through the smoke of battle, this life is like a wisp of smoke, Lord, and let us put that into perspective. Whatever we do in this short life we have, Lord, will go down through eternity. It will ripple. God will be saying to us, remember what you did for me whilst you had that chance on earth. We're already legends in his eyes, Lord, and I ask that you just equip the young people, Lord. You use David, you use Joseph, Lord. I just ask that you bring up young men of strength with a pure heart in this day and age, Lord. It's my heart bleeds to see how Satan is affecting the youth and children. And time is short, Lord, and I just praise you and thank you. You've got us here at the right time. You don't make mistakes, Lord. Let us embrace this time. Let us, as older men, guide the younger men and women, and let us use the equipment, put on the armour, and be used to the fullest extent while we can, in Jesus' name.
I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. O God, my God, early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus shall I bless you while I live. I lift up my hands in your name, and my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Let all those who seek you, Lord, rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. O Lord, your name shall endure forever. Your name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed by you. All nations shall call you blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. And let your people sing your praise, Lord. Give us a heart to sing, Lord. Give us a heart to declare your praise. Let us see the wonder of your greatness, Lord, your majesty, Lord. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire before besides you, Lord. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. O Lord, I put my trust in you that I may declare all your works and declare your praise, Lord Jesus. O God, we give thanks to you. We give thanks for your wondrous works. Declare that your name is near. O Lord, you're doing a wonderful thing in our day. A wondrous and glorious and excellent thing, Lord, to which we should declare your praise, Lord. Help our lips to not be silent, O Lord. O Lord, we will remember your works. We will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. We will remember your wonders of old and meditate on all your works and talk of all your deeds, Lord. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great as our God? O Lord, we praise your wondrous and marvelous name. You are a great and mighty King. Come and take possession of our hearts, that we may spend our lives declaring your praise.
Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will be ever mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works and giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the heavens. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is great and greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you? You have a mighty arm, strong is your hand and high is your right hand, Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the sound. They walk in the light of your countenance, O Lord. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. O Lord, blessed be your name forever. All glory and honor belong to you.
Oh Lord, I would have lost heart had I not known that I would see your goodness again. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Psalm 91, 1 to 10. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snares of this world and from pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and my strength. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that surrounds us in darkness, nor for the destruction that is during the day. 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall come to me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I have made you, Lord, which is my refuge, even in the Most High. You are my shelter. There shall no evil overcome me, neither shall anything overtake me, Lord. Thank you, God, that you are my strength, my song, and my refuge, Lord. Thank you that you are that to all of us, Lord. I just pray that in you we would find our strength to stand up for what's right, to point out unrighteousness, Lord, and glorify you in everything that we do, oh God. Lord, may our lives reflect what our hearts believe in you. May our hearts believe that you are God, that you are the mighty one, the creator of all things, that you are our strong tower, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars in two. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders. Oh my God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. We praise your mighty name, O Lord of hosts.
How can a man cleanse his way by taking heed according to your word? With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have kept hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Father, as I read these words, I realize it is so evident that so many have wandered astray from your word. It is my prayer, Lord, that for the lost, Lord, those of our, in our families, Lord, that we have taught your statutes and they have wandered far from them. Father, I pray that you would bring them back. Show them their error. Father, I pray for leaders in this nation who have turned against your word. They have gone their own way. Father, I pray that they would come to repentance, that they would lead their congregations by your word and your word only, that as a nation, we would turn back to you, Father. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, it is the only thing that is going to help us, is keeping our eyes fixed on you and fixed on your word. I pray, God, that each one of us that are called by you, Lord, would be an example to the rest of the world of your goodness, so that they may taste and see that the Lord is good and worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name.
This is a beautiful song. I can't sing, but just pray it. You are beautiful beyond descriptions, Lord. You're too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. You are beautiful beyond description. Yet God crushed you for my sin. In agony and deep affliction, cut off that I might enter in. Who can grasp such tender compassion? Who can fathom this mercy so free? You are beautiful beyond description, Lamb of God, who died for me. And I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Lord, may we go out every day like that. See you in all of your beauty and majesty, your great compassion that you are pouring upon us, your mercy so free, that our lips be continually filled with your praise. For you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power and praise. May our lips speak of no greater name. We love you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of all our praise. Lord, send us out from here, Lord, as a great army of worshipers singing your praise, because that's the way we're going to defeat the enemy and have victory in our land. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this gift of this morning to just come under the covering of your great love and to bring an offering of praise to you, for you are worthy. For it's in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. May you go forth just singing his praise today, basking in the joy of the Lord and sharing his love with everyone wherever you go. And I look forward to seeing you back here at noon. May the Lord bless you in his name. Have a wonderful day.